Welcome back to Las Vegas. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show, and we're just now landing in South Bend, Indiana for our weekly Notre Dame football report with Frank Pollarico, captain of the 1973 National Championship team at Notre Dame. And again, we want to thank our weekly sponsor for this segment, that's Station Casinos, STN Sports App, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations across the state. Visit stnsports.com, that's stnsports.com, for more information. Let's bring him into the huddle. That's Frank Pollarico. Good evening to you.
Coach, great to be with you. It's beautiful weather here today. About 60 degrees, very blue skies. We're having a nice stretch of weather, and hopefully it'll stay that this way all the way through the weekend, which is our last home game of the night of the 2023 season. We're at senior day, so we're really excited about it.
Was the team able to work out inside or outside during this bye period before they play Wake Forest?
Coach, they've been able to play outside all week. It's been good weather. Like I said, pretty consistent in the 50s, and a couple of days went to 60. So I think they're going to have a very good weather for the weekend, and they're going to be acclimated to it because they've been outside. It's been good here.
Well, give us an update. Your thoughts about Wake Forest. What type of problems do they bring to the Irish?
Coach, they have an experienced coach. He's Dave Clawson is in his 10th year at Wake Forest. And that brings something that inexperience can't handle. I mean, he knows how to make split-second decisions without even thinking. So I think that gives a little bit of an advantage at the coaching end to Wake Forest. However, they've been struggling this year. They're 4-6. Their defense, their first front seven is not bad. Defensive backs have been giving up a lot of passing yardage. They're given up about 250 yards a game, and a couple of games they've given well over 300. So they've been weak on the defensive passing game. Now, as far as their offense is concerned, they use this RPO, this run-pass option, where they kind of sneak the ball into the running back, hold it for a little bit, make a read, and then they either pull it out and throw, or they'll give it to the halfback to run. They have some good halfbacks. They have Claiborne is a good rusher, has over 500 yards rushing. Ellison's good. Carney is a good runner as well. They have good receivers. Jamal Banks is good. Morin and Williams also can catch the ball. Mitch Griffin is their quarterback. He has some experience. This is his first year, but he sat behind Sam Hartman for 2 years. So he's somebody that has some experience in watching this offense go. And of course, when you have Sam Hartman with his arm being able to use this offense to its advantage, it makes it look very easy. But he's thrown for 1,500 yards, over 1,500 yards, 9 TDs with 7 interceptions. His backup, Kern, is pretty good as well. But I think they're going with Mitch, I believe, at this time. So we'll see what happens. Defensively, coach, their big players are Roberts at linebacker, Hazen at linebacker also. They have 69 and 65 tackles. Mustafa, who's a defensive back, has 61 tackles. And Davis, a defensive lineman, has 42 tackles, but he has 7.5 sacks. And so does Roberts have 6 sacks. So they can give our offensive line some problems. And here's something that has come to light, Coach, in regards to the Notre Dame offensive line. We've had some injuries, especially on the inside. We have Spindler, who's going to be out for the season now. He has a knee injury. He'll be out for the rest of the season. And Zeke Carroll, our center, has been having some spotty performances, but we found out he's in concussion protocol, so he may not even play this coming week. And Schlereth, the other guard, has had some ankle problems. He may be playing, may not be. It's a day-to-day situation. So with their defensive experience on their front seven, they could give the Irish offensive line some problems. All this said, Coach, I really think Notre Dame's offense and defense will be able to stack up against Wake Forest's team pretty well. and be able to win this game. We have good players that are healthy, and the backups are healthy as well. So I think we're going to perform pretty well. Some of the questions that are coming into play now, especially now in this week off, I was talking with James Amadei about this situation, and one of them is the quarterback situation. Now, we have Sam Hartman, who's going into his 11th game now. Now, we have to think about next year in some ways. Also, do we give Steve Angeli a chance to play more? Do we give some of these other quarterbacks a chance to show what they can do? There's also talk about bringing in another quarterback for next year. Maybe a guy like Sam Hartman, who has a lot of experience and can be able to handle an offense at its full potential. One of the problems we're going to start running into, Coach, is that with an inexperienced coach like Marcus Freeman, you hope that there's not a desperation situation going on as far as him wanting to be very successful. My personal feeling is that he needs to play and win with the players he has here, prove to them that he trusts them, and he proved to them that he believes in them. And in doing so, they're going to get much more loyalty back and much better performance, because there's going to be confidence in the team and confidence in their head coach looking out for them and not thinking that they're going to bring somebody else in to really ring up the offense or the defense. So that's where we're at right now. And James Amadei has some real questions about this, and I do well as well. So we're kind of concerned about what may happen.
Frank, I agree with you 100%. I mean, you get out there and you get some of the top recruits in the country as freshmen, and you develop them and bring them along, and they become a foundation of the Notre Dame football program, and they want to graduate from Notre Dame, and they want to feel secure by coming to Notre Dame. And I think the portal is good at times, but it also can hurt you at times. And I agree with you at all, 100%. I think that if you can go that route and you have great recruiting years like you can at Notre Dame, I think it's best for the program. Now I want to ask you, with a couple of games left, what's your outlook? I hate to talk about bowl games, but what do you see as far as a possibility for the Irish?
Well, Coach, I think if they win out, there's a good possibility they'll then be 9-3. We may be looking at the Gator Bowl or the old Holiday Bowl. I think it's called something else. But if they lose one of the next two, then I think they'll probably go down a tier as far as the bowl games are concerned. Maybe not playing close to New Year's Day. So I think the further you get away from New Year's Day, probably the less the less important maybe the bowl game may be. And I think a lot of this is going to change when they go to 12 teams being in the playoff situation. Then the major bowl games will be those games, those six games, or whether they make semifinals and then finals. So it's going to be very interesting to see how this all pans out. But I think this may be towards the end of some of these bowl games and how they're being played and how they're being looked at. But I think after talking with James kinds of feel that there's a good chance the Irish can win out here. And if they do, the Gator Bowl is looking pretty good. Coach, I went to the Gator Bowl in 2010 when my son was playing down there. He played at the University of Michigan. And it's a fabulous bowl game. I mean, it's a great venue to play a game in. Jacksonville is an awesome town. The stadium is fabulous. They really treat the players well. So I think that would be excellent for the Irish. And, Coach, you know, so many people are starting to get disappointed. I was talking with James about this, too, about, oh, well, we've lost three games already. There's no chance of any kind of playoff. Hey, that's the way the ball bounces sometimes. People have to think about these young men and the kind of year that they've had. They've worked hard all year. It's an opportunity for them to go and play in a bowl game. I remember as a youngster, watching the Blue Bonnet Bowl and watching the, you know, the Independence Bowl and the Military Bowl and all those bowl games and thinking, boy, wouldn't it be neat to play in some of those games? And then playing in some of them, and they were fabulous. It's a great venue, and it's a great experience for these young men, and they can take that experience with them for the rest of their life. And to me, Coach, I think people should be proud of their accomplishments. They've won so far 7 games. If they do win 9, I mean, that's a great year. And then it's a good springboard into next year. The whole thing comes down to it, is how is the coaching staff going to approach this? Are they looking at this, hey, we're not successful because we're not into the playoffs? Or are they looking at it, hey, we won 9 games. That's a pretty good year. Let's build off that. Let's use the people we have here to create a culture of winning. And because I tell you, if they start bringing other people in, you're going to see the current players start to leave. And then it becomes a revolving door. And when that happens, I think it breaks down on the loyalty that you have in a program. And that needs to be solid. One of the things we had at Notre Dame when I was there is tremendous loyalty to Eric Parsegian. And the reason was he was always so fair with us. He was always looking out for the benefit of the player and the program. And when you do that, Coach, I think everybody is smiling and feels good about their performance and their experience with the head coach.
I think if they do that, Frank, I agree with you 100%. They'll have the same loyalty you have and your teams have as far as being an Irish football letterman, coming back for the 50th reunion like you had this year, celebrating it. It's part of it. And I think if you bring in too many portal players, I agree with you, they really don't experience the full time at Notre Dame and know what it's all about. But again, Frank, I got to let you go. But again, I want to wish you the best of luck. I know how important these final 2 games are to you and the Irish football family. Of course, James, we want to thank you. And I like your prediction, James. I think the Irish football team should win out. I hope they do for all you Irish fans out there. Frank, what can I say, man? I know you're excited about football. Enjoy it, but it's coming to an end. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, Coach, I'm excited. And I'm also excited for the other games that are out there, too. I mean, the playoff situation is really getting clearer. And I think everything is going to come down to those weekends at the end of November, the beginning of December, which makes it some of the most exciting times of the year to get into those final 4 games or the final 2 games in the semifinals. And I'm really going to be excited about watching those games. It really makes my holiday season and James's too. So we're looking forward to that. Coach, thanks a lot. I look forward to talking to you next week, and hopefully it will be with an Irish victory.
Well, enjoy the weather down there in South Bend, buddy. And again, we want to thank Frank Pomerico and James for checking in with us every Tuesday and Wednesday night with our Notre Dame football report. Again, I want to thank our title sponsor for this segment, that's Station Casinos, STN Sports app, the most trusted, reliable way to bet racing sports in Nevada. Sign up today at any of their convenient locations throughout the state. Visit stnsports.com. That's stnsports.com for more information. Well, buckle up. When we come back, we're going to find out all the activities that are happening at the Orleans Arena here in Las Vegas, Nevada. I'm Harvey Hyde. You're listening to our Coors Sports Topic Show. We'll be right back.